Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church for this third week of Lent. Our theme for Lent this year is Let Us Pray. And as a congregation, we have been taking a closer look at prayer and making prayer a part of our daily lives. Today, I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today, we turn to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. Come, let us sing out loud to the Lord. Let us raise a joyful shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanks. Let us shout songs of joy to him. The Lord is a great God, the great King over all other gods. The earth's depths are in his hands. The mountain heights belong to him. The sea which he made is his, along with the dry ground which his own hands formed. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hands. If only you would listen to his voice right now. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage written by L. Roger Owens, Professor of Christian Spirituality and Ministry, Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, author of Everyday Contemplative, The Way of Prayerful Living, by Upper Room Books, 2022. Professor Owens writes, "Most mornings when I was in graduate school, I joined the Episcopal campus minister and a few other students in a small chapel for morning prayer. I fell in love with the prayers of the Book of Common Prayer, especially a canticle comprising the first seven verses of Psalm 95. I carried the last line of the canticle in my heart throughout the day. Oh, that today you would hearken to God's voice." Book of Common Prayer. Those words reminded me that God can and does speak to us at any time. God's voice can whisper to us while we're stuck in traffic, washing the dishes, or playing with our children. I appreciated the command to listen to God while I was grading student papers, preparing to teach a class, or reading a dense volume of theology. Though God can speak to us at any time, we are more likely to recognize the divine voice if we give God our fullest attention. In other words, pray. I no longer attend morning prayer with a group, but I still pray most mornings. I scribble in a journal for a few minutes, meditate on a short passage of Scripture, and sit with God in silence for a while. Nothing elaborate or complicated, but I do believe the habit of taking intentional time to open myself to God allows me to be more available to God when I'm occupied in other ways. I've started to think of my daily habit of prayer as unlocking the back door for God so that God can sneak into the house of my heart at any time during the day and speak to me. Sometimes God does just that, and the divine voice surprises me when I least expect it. God, I know you want to communicate with me. Help me be attentive to your voice today and always. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.